Morning, Hill Construction.
Hi, good morning. Is Lee available?
Lee is retired, sir.
Old information, I'm sorry. I was actually just trying to follow up with somebody. My name is Steve. I'm calling from Cardiff. Is there anybody else there that you could lead me to, possibly, like a controller or an office manager, anybody that deals with the financial decisions of the company?
That would be me.
Okay, perfect. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Yeah, so my name is Steve. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. I was actually just trying to follow up.
Where, please?
Yeah, it's the Bank of Cardiff, like kind of like Cardiff, Wales, I guess. Anyway, the offer that I sent out, it was it's in reference to some prior financing you guys do with Wells Fargo. Does that ring a bell at all to you? You guys do work with Wells Fargo?
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys have some good borrowing history there, so that's where our offer came from. And what it was, I know it's the fourth quarter, so I know a lot of construction companies right now are getting kind of busy. So I'm just doing a follow-up here, seeing if you guys could use any additional funding or some equipment. You guys are actually pre-approved with us, so that's what our offer was. It was for some capital equipment, and I'm just calling to see if you guys could use, you know, if you guys are thinking about bringing on some equipment or if you guys could use any additional funding anywhere in the business.
Right now, we are in really good shape. We very seldom borrow. Kind of the only reason we did with Wells Fargo was because it was a 0% interest and kind of a no-brainer for us.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I guess in the 25 years that I've been here, we have not ever borrowed. So.
Okay. Do you guys ever bring on equipment or anything?
I'm sorry?
Do you guys ever bring on equipment?
Sure, absolutely, but we're blessed enough to be able to pay cash for it, so.
Oh, wow, that's very good. Okay, is there any time of the year that you guys might look to ever borrow or do any kind of thing, additional funding?
I can't say that it's maybe a specific time of year. Obviously,
yeah.
Needs are the driving
yeah.
factor.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, absolutely. 100%. As any basis, of course.
Right, right.
Do you ever take advantage of the tax 179?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's the best way to do that. How's business been for you guys?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Been a pretty decent year, and, of course, a lot tells here in the fall. So, needed
yeah.
to be a good fall, and it should be a good year then.
Well, that's good. Good. You guys picking up in the fourth quarter, or you guys?
Well, at this point in construction, what happens is it's not necessarily a pickup. It's a rush to get to the point you need to be to get you through the winter so that you have winter work. And we've got some contracts coming in.
Yeah.
That'll start next spring then. So.
Okay. Do you guys usually get, hopefully, like, the foundations and all that stuff poured before the ground freezes over?
That is always the hope.
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, weather.
Yeah.
Hence the mad dash rush of fall.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's good. I'm glad you guys have some good projects coming up here. Do you guys ever get put on, like, net 30s or net 60s or anything like that? Where cash flow might get a little light?
Like I said, we're very blessed with a very good foundation. So,
oh, okay.
Knock on wood, I hate to say this.
No, you're
fine.
Know,
money has not been an issue as far as holding us back of things that we've needed to do.
Sure, yeah, I totally get where you're coming from, and that's great. You guys pay everything, you know, your equipment with cash. That's fantastic. But you know, instead of reaching in your guys' own pockets, you know, you guys could always, you know, finance it. You know, at really low rates.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Sure.
Certainly, you know, it's been a good experience working with Wells Fargo so far. So, you know, should we have need arise, I can certainly keep you in mind.
Sure, yeah. And just to let you know, too, you know, we're kind of a secondary resource of funds. You don't have to, like, give up Wells Fargo to work with us.
Okay.
It's just sometimes we can offer some things that, you know, Wells Fargo cannot. You know, it's really good things like that. If you want, Jackie, I can send you an email. You know, I have, like, just some contact information. Just one email. It won't be spam, I promise.
Okay.
Now we can take a look at us online. You know, we're backed by the Better Business Bureau. I know you haven't heard of us, but fairly new. We're about 14 years old, so.
Okay. Yeah, if you want to send me an email, I can, like I said, I'll certainly keep your information on hand should the need arise. We'd certainly give you a fair look at.
Sure, yeah. Okay, cool. What's a good email for you, Jackie?
It's my name, Jackie.
Uh-huh.
At Thiel, company name. It's spelled T as in Tom, H-I-E-L like Larry. The word construction totally spelled out. .com.
Okay. You guys busier than last year?
I don't have enough numbers in to be able to tell you that.
I got you, no worries.
Work-wise, as far as, you know, work-wise, we're decent okay.
Yeah? Does it feel busier?
Waiting on a couple projects to come in, which will make a difference on how our year ends, probably.
Yeah. So. Do you guys only do residential, or do you guys do commercial, too?
We're more commercial industrial with some residential.
Oh, okay. Right on. Those are the big bucks, commercial.
It's been a good part of our business. So.
Well, there you go. Right on. You guys hire new personnel ever? Every year?
You can find them.
Yeah. That's what I keep hearing.
The worst part of our business right now is trying to find good employees and retain them. Then, so.
Yeah, you're not the only one. I do a lot of construction companies, and you're not the only one. Everybody's been saying that lately. I don't know what the deal's going on, like the trade. Like, nobody's doing the trade anymore, I guess.
Well, it's not even just construction. They're every industry countrywide cannot find good employees. So
yeah.
It's not just construction, and it's not just our area, that's for sure.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah, absolutely. I know that. Yeah, it really is. I was talking to, some electricians, and they were saying that they can't even find people because they go to school and they just don't learn anything anymore.
Oh,
like
is
they
that
can't
right?
Even, yeah, like they go to the, you know, electrician school, and then they come out to the field and they give them a test before they, you know, get hired, and they can't even answer, you know, simple electrician questions.
Wow, that's
yeah.
sad. That's
it's very sad. And I feel bad for them, like, you know.
We're all about on-the-job training, but you got to have a few skills to start.
Yeah,
so.
You have to be at least able to do some multiplication or some addition or something.
Right, exactly, exactly. Yep.
Or no geometry.
Yeah.
The difference between a square and a triangle.
Exactly.
Right.
So.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, if you want to send me that email, that would be great. And I, like I said, if should we have a need arise, I will certainly keep you in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to confirm the email one more time, it's Jackie@ThielConstruction.com.
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. Definitely check us out when I send this, you know, to see our website.
Okay.
And all that stuff. All right, Jackie, and then I'll be in touch. Would it be okay with you if I just touch base with you every so often, like, you know, next spring or something?
Yeah, I would not do it too often.
Yeah, I got you. I won't do it, like, tomorrow or anything.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't want a phone call every month or so.
No. I got you.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's totally fine.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Jackie.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.